Ray has been released. Robert O'Council and Raul Poole are still in. And what I would just say is we made this film over 7 years, but the issue in Alabama's prison is still very urgent and very current. Since 2019, 1,500 people have died. And as you can see, they are threatened by voices that speak up. They are an authoritarian power that wants to quell dissent. That is what some of the people in our film are dealing with right now. And so I hope that people will watch, go to our website. There are ways to take action.
The website
is www.thealabamasolution.com.
Charlotte Kaufman and Andrew Jarecki, co-directors of the Oscar-nominated Alabama Solution. Attorney Tiffany Johnson Cole joining us from Alabama. Thank you so much for this incredible, epic work. I'm Amy Goodman.
gin. Ho, ho, I'm out my gin, gin, gin. Way on the roof, but you don't want to come in. Well, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in. Yeah, I huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in.
Everybody today. Oh, pigs. That's right. It's the seventh deadly sin and gluttony. And you try and find songs with gluttony, what comes up? I don't know. In my mind, pigs. Yeah, pigs got bad rep, you know. And the pigs that I'm talking about are kind of like the pigs from Animal Farm. You know, they start off like everybody else, and they get more gluttonous, more greedy, more gluttonous, more greedy, and it's just this vicious sickle. That's right. So today is all pigs. We heard Little Pig by Buzz and the Flyers, and we heard Higgle by Piggle Die, and I don't know who that was by, but it's a monk's tune. So today, all tunes about pigs. I got a right off the bat, Marcus Aurelius is sending me a wealth of information about our the swine, the pigs, the gluttony, everything. And overwhelming. Overwhelming. Yes, it's a glut of information. And I'm sure you're doing fine. Next week is going to be Massive Music Weekend. So instead of doing, what was my next one going to be? Because we did last week, we did, and today, I got to do it. Today is February 13th. No, so you would think, A, Friday the 13th. Ooh, do a bad luck show, good luck show, Friday the 13th. February, Friday the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. So you think maybe a Valentine's Day show, but no, I'm giving you pigs. Next, in 2 weeks, it's going to be greed. But next week is going to be Massive Music Weekend, and I've got some interesting things. For example, if you guys, I'm going to leave this up to you. I know I'm going to say, hey, if you guys got any ideas, because the first 4 half hours before noon from 10 to 12, I'll be doing blocks of 30 minutes of my favorite artists. I have some set for the last two. I don't know what they'll pick, but I have picked Morphine, the OCs, Robert Wyatt, Helen McCrookery book, and Felt. So we'll see if they take any of those. Those might end up as part of my thing, but I would ask you guys, here's what would happen. I say, hey, you guys got any ideas for Massive Music Weekend that I can do my pre-show, my kickoff? Any four artists? You know what I get? Yeah, I'd like to hear David Von Gronk. No thanks. Hey, can you play Half Hour of Hawkwind? Well, that's two songs. Hey, can you play, what would be the other? Oh, Roy Buchanan. Yeah, so I'm already, oh, but what was the other one? I always get requests for Little Al and the Night Kings or Little Joe and the Night Kings. Yeah, I know what to expect, so I'll surprise you with something. So next week is not going to be greed. It is going to be a Massive Music Weekend, and that is a real gluttony of because what we do is we come in, all the DJs, starting at noon o'clock. I start at 10. I do a two-hour kickoff show playing four that they did not pick. So you give them a bunch to pick from. And then they tell you which ones you can do. And nobody's the boss of me. I'll do the four I want to do. And then the two they pick for me, I'll just add those in if they let me do noon to 1 o'clock. Sometimes they'll have me do like noon to 12:30. Then have someone coming in. I don't know. We'll see. There's no schedule yet. Go figure. Go figure. Oh, man. So we are. So it's going to be an extra week then. And then I think there's Buggy coming up in April. And then also, you know, I'll have the Steel City Con coming up in April. So, yeah, the seven deadly sins aren't going to be concurrently 7 weeks in a row. There's going to be a little break in the action, Jackson. Yeah. Good to be on the radio, isn't it? Yeah, this crazy, archaic dinosaur of entertainment. You know, it's amazing that there's any radio at all. You know, because you've got streaming service. People can Spotify's they make their own playlists. They listen to what they want to hear rather than be at the mercy of someone like me. Or they go to like the commercial stations and just mine them. And they're probably playing Spotify. And you don't even know it, you know, because it's all like computer. And then you like this song. And then you like, this is the thing that really irks me. It's like, I'll listen to something on a streaming service, and they'll start putting like, no, I just want to hear this. You know, then they'll give me something like, no, I want to hear just this. You know, very irksome. Very irksome. But, yeah, when you think about, like, pigs really suit things. I mean, I was growing up, I was, like, the fattest kid in class, which right now I would probably be, like, normal weight. But according to Marcus, there are more morbidly obese people than there are just fatsos. Yay! Good on us. And I think last call, Houston, Texas, was the obesity capital of the U.S. And the U.S., man, we got the biggest people around. We got the biggest folks around, you know. Yeah, but the crazy thing is now they're coming out with the GLP-1s or whatever. I'm getting all these ads for GLP-1s or whatever where you can inject yourself to be thin. And I know a couple of people have done this, and it works, and it's scary. You know, it really is frightening because who knows what that really does. You know, I don't know. I'd rather be a little overweight. I don't know, than stick. Who's going to eat? I don't know. I don't know. Just drugs. Drugs ain't the thing for me, man. I get high on life. And I love to eat, though. Oh, man, do I love to eat. So today's show is about pigs and gluttony. Here's The Pig by The Snapper. Zombo, in your guts.
Oh, man, you are a pig. Big
fat, fuzzy feet. And if rednecks all swerve of eating garbage and corn, I can't help wondering why pigs was ever born. Now, I don't mind even a bargain dog. But if there's one thing I can't stand, it's a big fat hog. I don't mind even kissing a cow, but I can't stand no sloppy sow. And the way they smell, I don't think they'd even let them in the back door of hell.
An original for you. Moondog. That's right. The guy that lived on the street in New York, blind guy, kind of a street dude, but then start doing music on the street, and they went to the studio. The whole story is really convoluted. But that was Pick Me Pig by Moondog. Before that, we heard the Real Gone Tones with Piglet. We heard Driving Stupid, My Mother Was a Big Fat Pig. And we started off with Pig by Snapper. And, you know, I am just going to go ahead and do it. You know, I'm thinking about Massive Music Weekend. Paul CBD calls and says, you know, Gentle Giant. And I'm thinking, the more I think about Gentle Giant, the more I probably should do a Massive Music half hour kickoff with Gentle Giant. Now, honestly, I could just play the Power and the Glory record. I don't know how familiar the rest of the listening audience is, but Gentle Giant was like the prog band that should have been as big as, like, Yes, and they should have been as big as King Crimson. They were just, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's hard to say why they did not achieve. I didn't think they should have been at least big as Jethro Tull, but they were not. What can I tell you? I guess it's the talent for luck and the luck for talent. And these guys were just like all these multi-instrumentalist brothers, and they just were, I think they were just kind of, I don't know, I could say they were like too out there and too, I think they were show-offs. That's the bottom line. If you ever see Gentle Giant, like a clip of these guys, one guy's playing two keyboards at once. Then he goes over and he's playing a, you know, marimba. Then he goes over and he's playing a saxophone. Then the other dude goes over while he's playing saxophone. He's playing a bass guitar while he's got a drum kit on his head that the other guy's playing. I mean, there's musical acrobats. And they were big show-offs. I think that might have been the thing. They were too big of a musical show-off. But that's going to be one of the half hours of Massive Music Weekend. Because here's the thing. I want to try and do different decades. You know? Because I was almost thinking Spirit. But, man, I got my head so far up their butt. I love the band Spirit. And that would be 60s. I still might do Spirit. I think I will do Spirit. 12 Dreams of Dr. Sargonus. Another Sardonicus. Another perfect record. And then there's Love. Arthur Lee's Love. There was some good music out there. And there still is good music now. Even though, you know, I don't know how, you never know how long things are going to last. I mean, I'm surprised radio is still going on. When you think about, like, television, they thought television was going to kill radio. You know, when they came out with TV, it's like, oh, nobody's going to sit around and listen to the radio. Then radio reinvented itself with, like, you know, playing long albums and kind of being like the 60s and 70s, reinvented. Then radio kind of fell into this, like, little compartment. Stuff you turn on in the background. And then all the streaming services came in. And it's anything you want. Just by even saying it. That's how easy it is to hear music. You just go near one of those machines and you say, machine, play Gentle Giant. And the machine will play it. Or the machine will go, oh, playing The Gentle Giant by Hank Thompson. No, I don't want the song The Gentle Giant. I want the band Gentle Giant. Ah, playing Gentle Ben by Clint Howard. No, I don't want to hear Clint Howard singing the theme to Gentle Ben. That's the only probs. So today's show is gluttony, the second deadly sin. And you know why we're enjoying this? Because it's not going to be 7 weeks. It's going to be eight. So we kind of gave Orange Turd an extension because he's not going to be around. By the time we reach the end of the seven deadly sins, we will have passed that through our bowels, down the toilet, gone. That's correct. Mark my words. By the time the seven deadly sins, which Orange Turd encompasses all seven, if not, then I'll extend it 2 weeks and do an all show about orange and an all show about, not turds, seven. I'll do a show. This was kind of weird. This is kind of weird, too. Years ago, I was trying to, you know, I'm always thinking of themes to do, always thinking of trying to do something a little different, because anything to keep radio somewhat interesting. Because a chimpanzee can come in here and do this gig, you know? Press a button, music comes out. Press a button, music comes out, you know? But I actually did one show where I don't know why I did a show. I started the playlist of all songs that have the word seven in them. So I might do that. And I went through all the colors. And I save all my old playlists, which I'm going to reuse when it comes to Lazy or Sloth, because I did a whole Lazy show like years ago. So I want to reuse that playlist and kind of do fun with it. So we're going to have a thing. I should tell you something real quick before I get too carried away. Start riding the bike. Come on. Ride a bicycle through Pittsburgh. That's right. It's 2 degrees. Get on that bike. Nothing says I got a DUI like riding the bike in 2 degree weather. Bikes, they're a valuable resource. Learn bike routes and between the neighborhoods and how-to videos. That's right. How-to videos. You'll find the right gear. Learn your rights as a bicyclist. You're right as a bicyclist, dude. Good luck with that. How to ride safely and more. It's that and more I'm worried about. It's all bikepittsburgh.org, bikepgh.org. So there you go. You bike for the bike riding fools out there. That's right. Let's see. Better Greater Pittsburgh Bike, food bank. There you go. People struggle with eating. You know they do. They struggle with hunger. It's sad to think that. We have so much food. And that's the whole thing with gluttony. This is how I really see the destructive side of the human beings. Because I see these billionaires. These are no more than money gluttons. Like, if you ever see somebody that goes to a salad bar, not even a salad, and they pile everything up. They just pile a giant, they go out and they just eat till they cannot eat anymore, and then they eat some more. It's like that Mr. Creosote thing. Well, that's how that's why I don't really understand why people like worship billionaires. All they have a gluttony addiction to money. And I know I wish I had that. You know, that there's nothing honorable about having so much. It's like having so much food that you'll never eat. They always say that thing, if you saw a monkey in the jungle and he had a huge pile of bananas, and he's just having people guard these bananas, and other monkeys are starving to death because this monkey wants to just have all these bananas. You would think that monkey has really bad mental issues. All the other monkeys, a lot of monkeys are going hungry and starving. This guy's sitting on, that's how it is with billionaires. Don't kid yourself. They're not heroes. They're gluttons. And today's show is all gluttony. And most of the songs, probably almost all the songs are about pigs. So needless to say, back to the food bank. There's some people that really do need food. So there you go. Help them out. Go to the food bank. If you need food assistance or know somebody who does, go to the food bank for help. Come on, man. Nobody deserves to go hungry. Not even any of those chimps that are around there. No, everybody gets something to eat. 412-460-FOOD. That's right. Extension 456. Very catchy. We can do that. So here we go. Might as well do this song, Piggies by the Beatles. And one thing I really always like about the Beatles is they made the pig thing really, really, you know, because there was a while when people first started calling police guys and now ICE guys pigs. They were like, oh, pig. Yeah, pig. Hey, pigs. That was great. I mean, what a great What a great thing to say. And then they had this whole thing with the police going, oh, you know, pig, that's P-I-G. That stands for pride, integrity, and guts. Yeah, but you're still a pig. You're still a pig. And I still think it's funny whenever I drive by a state trooper. How fast am I going, piggy? Yeah, that's right. As I secretly give them the finger. You guys know that. Here's Piggies by the Beatles. Dig in. Yeah, RCT in your brain. Where's that? Oh, there it is.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play. Starched white shirts. You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play around in. In the skies with all the backing away.
Yeah. she runs a Green Shield library, saves everything she's got for her wedding day. Save all day, that's okay, but give me some, that piggy bank loving song, that piggy bank loving song, that piggy bank loving. Ducks and pears, flying up the stairs.
And the grooviness of this pig show. It's all gluttony, so today's all pig. That was Peppermint Pig by the Cocteau Twins. The Cure did Piggy in the Mirror, and then a trifecta of British stuff. Neil Innes, Bonzo Dog Band doing Piggy Bank Love. Neil Innes and part of Monty Python, the Ruddles, and they did Piggy in the Middle. And then it started off with the Beatles, Piggy. Man, it's almost like I'm an AI guy. It's almost like I'm an artificial intelligence. It's just so smooth and effortless. But no, I get it from a lot of you guys. And this is awesome. You know, I rarely get excited. I do get excited a lot. Listener Sue, this was great. Why not do the seven virtues? Yeah, thank you, Sue. That is going to be the next section. And the cool thing is there's lots of these, and I can pick and choose which ones are the best, because there's Aristotle's seven virtues. And Aristotle's seven virtues are, what are they? They are, oh, trust, compassion, courage, justice, wisdom, temperance, and hope. So then there's the seven heavenly virtues, humility, charity, chastity. There's not going to be a show like that. Maybe gratitude, temperance, patience, diligence. Then there's the combination, the four cardinal virtues, prudence, justice, fortitude, temperance, and the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity. Love. I can get seven virtues out. I can squeeze seven virtues out, all of that. Yeah. There you go. That's coming up, like, in quite a while, you know, and the world will be a much better place by the time I get there. So how you like that? And we can celebrate that. So there you be with that. So the day is all gluttony. It's all songs about pigs. And, you know, the great thing is once again, you guys, because I'm like, it's crazy. It really is fun. It's a very organic show. You know, it's still got that human touch to it. Because believe it or not, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And I have two listeners, Gino and Zeno. And I don't know which one called, but I'll just call you Jazino. Because I don't know if it was Zeno or Gino. Wanting a song called Pig Valentine. Now, how amazing is that? I never would have thunk that. By a band called 60 Foot Dolls. So we're going to hear Pig Valentine by 60 Foot Dolls. And I should tell you about a show on the station. Let's see here. The Late Show. Listen, Late to the Show. Late to the Show with Stephen Post. Don't give your real name on the radio, man. Is where lost songs get another chance. Obscure tracks, deep cuts, and weird musical treasures. How come all these sound let me see what Zombo's doing. I'll try and do what he does. He plays obscure tracks, deep cuts, and weird musical treasures. Maybe you'll know the artist. Maybe you don't know the song. Oh, come on. This is my show. Mondays at 9 p.m. on RCT. Speaking of Mondays, you can hear the Zombo rebroadcast. Mondays at 8:30. So there you go. And let's see what else we got. Pillow Fight. Tune into Pillow Fight and hear music for slumber. I mean, that's my show. Music for slumber party, bike rides, crushes, and pies on windowsills. Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Yeah, the radio station just keeps on chugging along. It is. I wonder when it's going to get to the point where the students don't even want to bother with the station anymore. You know, because they're here for an education. You know, this used to be like, hey, I saw a couple different trends here. When I first started at the station, you had the avant-garde kids. You know, you had the students, the avant-garde students. They're coming in here, and there's like, oh, man, noise collage. Oh, boy, whoop, neep, feedback, noise, walla. Here's a thing by some Japanese guy that's played backwards that he did in a yurt in Nepal. You had the avant-garde students, like pre-2000. Pre-2000, you had, and I don't need know much beyond before that. I don't know much history of the station much before 2000. That's 25 years, so that's a good chunk. So then you had like the noise avant-garde students. Then came the hip-hop students. And then the hip-hop students came in around, I'd say maybe 2008, 2009. And they were, everybody wanted to be a turntablist. And we really had to really watch our, you know, not for airplay things at that time when those students were on the air. But so then everybody thought they were like a hip hop guy. Now it's like this crazy like music that sounds like it's made by abused children. You ever hear some of these singers and they just sound like they were abused as a child? You ever hear like the Billie Eilish and some of these other singers and the Golo? They all sound like they were abused as children. And they're kind of, okay, get in the corner. Okay. And they're very meek and very, very whiny. Yeah, and very and sound really sad. They sound really sad and damaged. That's the new thing now. You know, playing songs that sound like they're made by abused and abandoned orphans. Here you go. A big trend in music. So who knows where it's going to go from here? I've saw that, and the interesting thing is, once again, the station's a runaway train, man. How long does anything last? How much longer can this go on? You know, before they pull the plug, like there's the, then this could be, it could be fast too. Like WCSB in Cleveland, it was a station just like this. They, the, what was it? Live, I forget what it was called, Music Stream or whatever. It might have been, I don't know if it was an NPR station or whatever. They came right in overnight and hijacked the station, Jazz Stream or whatever. And it was like jazz now. And they did that overnight. They're still trying to fight it. And actually, all these CSB students are like, well, okay, we'll just go on the internet and do an internet radio. Internet radio just doesn't cut it for me. It's not the wild, abandoned, vacant lot of media like regular radio. Regular radio is like this overgrown, abandoned lot, you know, that nobody wants to build anything. You can't build anything on it because the land's toxic. It's really undervalued. You know, it's not really worth much. Nobody wants to build anything there. That's kind of how this radio station kind of feels to me. You know, this wonderful, vast, in a good way, a vast wasteland. All right, here comes Pig Valentine, as promised, by 60-Foot Dolls, by Jazzino. He requested this.